Network.
It is the final hour of this worldwide broadcast. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex as he's out on assignment. Alex has joined us throughout the program. We are in studio with Richard Reeves of Frontline Texas. And we were just discussing, and I hope we can bring this up. I know that it's over on the side there. I want people to see this. The Captain America comic book, there it is right there. Stop the Socialists, Teabag the Libs. Again, the Tea Party movement really isn't about right or left. It's about us empowering ourselves through the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And those documents are really there to empower humanity. Those documents don't guarantee us anything, okay? God, our inherent human rights guarantee us the rights to be free, and these documents just set it in stone. And now they're being eviscerated on every single level. So when I see Captain America, again, an icon, you know, my buddy got the Captain America tattoo this year. You know, I see little kids in the Captain America outfits. In one of the storylines about 2 or 3 years ago, because they've had several different Captain Americas, you know. I think it was Steve Richards at first, but it's someone different. They actually had a storyline where all of the heroes were forced by the government, and the United Nations, the actual United Nations, to register. They all had to take their masks off and register. And Captain America refused to take his mask off, refused to register, so he got shot through the head.
Wow.
he gets sniped out and killed after a big court proceeding. So that to me was actually kind of positive. It's kind of showing, hey, Captain America stood up for privacy issues. He didn't go to the man. He gets shot in the head. But now they're using Captain America as a vehicle to demonize the Tea Party movement. What's your take?
Well, I agree with you exactly, because traditionally that's the way they demonize the Patriot movement in general, is by calling us racist, anti-Semites, et cetera, like that, and or just tinfoil hat wearers, kooks. And those things are wearing thin. I mean, basically because they've tried this racist thing over and over. That's just like when you try to talk about the illegal invasion, the border issues, et cetera. They have a difficult time moving that forward now with calling us the racist group or whatever, because, for example, down in San Antonio, in the Tea Party movement down there, there are plenty of Americans of Hispanic descent down there involved in that party, in the Tea Party movement itself. As a matter of fact, my lovely wife, Catherine, she first got introduced into the Patriot movement via Glenn Beck, of all sources. That got her into this, and then it was at that very Tea Party function that you went to on April 15th of 2009 that she was actually a speaker there at that event and roused the crowd up even more than Glenn Beck did at that event. But she didn't know about the full spectrum of the New World Order until it was the info warriors down there like yourself, Jason, and Matthew Medina, some of the great activists down there in San Antonio, gave her a DVD, and she watched it. And
was it Obama deception?
I think it was Obama deception that she first saw, and that really helped wake her up. And then she's a quick study, gets on the web, and then all of a sudden she's on board full on. And so there's an example of how Glenn Beck, we leverage Glenn Beck to bring in more people into the Patriot movement. So overall, it's good that he can at least wake up people to certain issues. It's like now, basically, when they talk about a globalist government wanting to come to power, a new world order come to power, you know, used to, people like that, we were called kooks back then. That's gone almost anymore. Now, basically, the only ammo they have to fight us with is trying to name us racist, and that's not going to work either, because there are great activists that are coming on of every color. We've got a gentleman named Apostle Claver out of Houston that he's bringing forth constitutionalists. He's a black gentleman out of Houston, very articulate. He's like an Alex Jones up there, just fiery, talking about Constitution, talking about God-given rights. And so the people of color are starting to come on this movement. As a matter of fact, that's part of what I've been working on at the grunt grassroots level, is saying, all right, look, we do need to bring in more Hispanic people, especially here in Texas. We've got a lot of Hispanic people here. And you know what? Bottom line is they're conservative and they're American. And if they just remind themselves of the Constitution, they're constitutionalists and they appreciate the God-given rights.
When we come back, I want to discuss some of the other great candidates that are out there. I see that you brought a list with you of other people that are Constitution-minded, that are behind the Bill of Rights, that are for the people. Remember, a government for and by the people?
Exactly.
I can dream of it again, folks. We'll be back after this. It's The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back! It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. I'm sorry, it's the Alex Jones Show with the InfoWarrior sitting in. I get so used to that, it's terrible for me. We were just discussing some of the other candidates out there outside of Deborah Medina. Obviously, everybody who's listening locally, we hope that you go out, you support Medina, you get involved. Like I said, get involved with the exit polling, folks. Get involved right now with knocking on your neighbor's doors and saying, hey, have you heard about this candidate? Are you watching this election? Do you plan to vote? And if they don't plan to vote, that's the person to rally on. Say, listen, we got some real issues right now. You need to be voting, and you need to be voting for this person for these reasons. And you just need to step by step. It's like I said earlier, you catch a lot more flies with honey. You can usually, a lot, you know, if you have any kind of discernment, you walk up to a home, you see the car they're driving, you see who answers the door. Right off the bat, you should be able to intellectually tell how you can at least talk to this person for a little bit longer, what you need to say to this person to get them interested, not only in voting, but in your candidate. And again, it comes down to us becoming human beings again.
That's right.
You know, we're so detached from society in this text message, Twitter world. You know, everything's through Facebook. Everything's through an IM or an email. We don't pick up the phone and call our parents anymore. We email them. And we don't talk to our neighbors at all anymore.
And Jason, you bring up some great points. I tell you, I could address several issues that you just brought up in the commentary you just made. But we need to build basically two social networks. One of them is on the web. But, you know, it's just like you talked about earlier in the show, the web is subject to being cut off at a moment's notice. You know, we know that's run through the Pentagon. They can flip the switches and all of a sudden no more web. It's going to be a hard one to get over on the American public because we're used to the freedom of the Internet and the free speech that we have on it. But the second parallel social network that we need to build is exactly what you're talking about, is working within our precincts, in our neighborhoods, so to speak, to where we've got people on board that we know what they're thinking about. We know they're constitutionalists. We know they're patriots. We know they're about God-given rights. And get them on board, and that's what I see happening out there, is people are getting connected. We're going to build the biggest grassroots patriot network ever, and that's what's happening, because I can give you an example. In an election that I was involved in 2006, there was one lady named Susan Gary up in a town called Copeland, Texas, that's just south of Taylor, Texas, in Williamson County, and she knew the people in her precinct, in her neighborhood, so well that our candidate, despite the fact that Barbara Samuelson, our patriot candidate in that race, was poorly funded, we had less than $10,000, and we were up against one of the juggernauts at the state rep, you know, here in Texas, that had probably in the neighborhood of $100,000 for a state race, for a state representative seat race. And this lady, Susan Gary, single-handedly brought in about 70% of the vote. And that's the kind of grassroots networks that we're going to be able to build. And the question is not a matter of if we build it. It's a question of when we build it, because that's what's happening, is that people are getting connected. They're getting out of their neighborhoods. And if we have that level of ground troops, so to speak, then we can dominate in these elections. We can dominate on the ballot. See, another way to get around black box voting, and this is one of the things I've been talking about on a variety of programs that I get to do, is that we can beat black box voting by being the grassroots that's so in control that we proffer up these candidates. Look at this slate of candidates. I don't know if you can zoom in on that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not interested
in
whether or not if people can read that entire slate or not, because what's important is that list of patriot names that are running in all these different races. You've got people running for the Supreme Court. You've got people running for state representative seats. I think we've got some patriots running for state senate seats. We've got people running for precinct chairs. We have got patriots running for all these different offices. And it doesn't stop there, because what you got to remember is it's like when Deborah Medina is going out to these town halls or these debates or whatever, that's just another info warrior out there getting the message of liberty, constitution, freedom, property rights, etc. Each one of these is a warrior out there, a soldier, if you will, in the ground war, educating the public. Every town hall they do, every time they get to speak with their neighbors, they are info warrioring. And what better way than to multitask? You know how the New World Order, it seems like everything they do has a multifaceted approach. I mean, you look at 9/11, they destroyed Building 7 because it's loaded up with all kinds of government secrets that they don't want to get out of the bag. Well, here's how we can info warrior in a multifaceted manner, is by these candidates stepping up. And here I am in Travis County. You know, Jason, it's gotten so big that I really feel in my heart that this kind of level of activity is going on nationwide now. It's just there's so much of it going on. There's no way to keep track of or know about it. But I'm very encouraged. It looks like in Kentucky, Rand Paul is probably going to win his Senate primary and most likely go on to win a Senate seat. So I'm thinking that what we're going to have, it's success to me in this election coming up, would be to see at least 100 incumbents at the U.S. rep level get fired. Whether they're Republican or Democrat, I don't care. I just want to see 100 incumbents lose their seats. And a lot of those, the Achilles heel can happen right in the primary. And if we've got patriots involved in both parties, then we can be pulling the trigger and firing incumbents in these primaries. That's the Achilles heels, because once you get to these general elections, it's harder to fire incumbents, because in most gerrymandered districts, you know, you've got a bias. You throw in any Democrat, and it doesn't matter what his views are, then, you know, he could be patriot or he could be Satan, but a Democrat's going to win in that district. Same thing in some districts with a Republican. You've got a Republican bias. So that's why I say the Achilles heel to the New World Order, they've got a variety of Achilles heels, but in the political process, these primaries is the Achilles heel.
Well, I think if the people that are listening to this program or are aware of what's going on trade in their apathy for action, then we can do wonders Again, people have to realize that they have great power themselves. That doesn't mean that you necessarily have to run for city council or state senate or Congress, but help somebody that you know is going to be for the Constitution, individual rights, sovereignty, the constitutional republic we live in, not just democracy. Democracy is a word that's thrown around to really paralyze us and put us in a position where we don't know what to do. You know, democracy, like they say, is 51% of the population telling the other 49% that they have to go to the camps. That's not what this country was founded on. There's a reason we have states' rights. There's a reason we used to have a separation of powers. Three, count them, one, two, three branches of government. It was called checks and balances. We no longer have it in the national security state, but we had an executive branch, which is just totally corrupt with power right now. We had a judicial, and we had a legislative, and they were supposed to get on one another. But what we've seen is this consolidation of power through the military-industrial complex, and it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and getting bigger. And I had a couple callers earlier, if you were listening to the show, that said, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed by this information. I don't know what to do. So we've already traded in their apathy. You know, they've gone away from, well, there's, you know, no big deal. We're in Afghanistan. We're in Iraq. I see people don't even realize we're still in two wars. It's just like every day. I mean, when Bush was in, it was a big deal. We had anti-war demonstrations all the time. But the savior comes in and the left, Code Pink, all the frauds refuse to step out into the streets. And then the real deal, Cindy Sheehan, rises above it all. Right. She's out in D.C. right now trying to get a tent city going of protesters, and now the left hates her. They refuse to talk about her. The mainstream media won't even cover her. People need to realize that this is a system of command and control, and they will use and have used and continue to use well-meaning, good people to continue their agenda. So we have to be aware of that. And again, let's just trade in the apathy for action. Knock on doors. Make phone calls. Get out there. Make posters. I know there's a lot of talented artists out there. You know, make some posters. Get out in the streets. I know there's a lot of talented graffiti artists out there. You know, I've heard more and more lately in, you know, the city of London, in the city of New York, in Chicago, people are spray painting Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and getting people aware. I mean, there's guerrilla activism. There's so much each and every one of us can do.
That's right. If we just step up to the plate, that's when we start to win. And you made some great points by saying that the people just need to get off their apathy. I think we really are. As I had a caller one day saying that the independents in Connecticut are at about the 50% threshold, that independents, patriot-minded people, constitutionally-minded people are at the 50% threshold. I think that's a nationwide phenomenon. And what ends up controlling the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are only about 2 or 3% of the people end up controlling those. So if these patriots just divvied them up amongst themselves and got into the Democrat Republican parties, libertarians, keep your positions in the Libertarian Party. Don't let these neocons and New World Order folks get back into power there. Then the activism that you're talking about will work, and that's just it. We are big enough to do that. I'm convinced of that fact because I've seen the numbers continue to grow. I've watched these elections continue to grow our numbers, and there's just no stopping us. The question is, will we be allowed to have time? And for the folks that don't want to get involved, there is nowhere to run or nowhere to hide. Alex says this on his show frequently, that he would go off to some other country if there were another place to go to.
Nowhere to go.
But there's nowhere to go. This is it. This is the time to make your stand. And the time to make your stand is not when the bullets start to fly. It is too late at that point. And from that point of view, I think that the war has been lost by us if we see bullets start flying. That's where we've got an opportunity right now, and this is it. We need to take it. We need to move forward and keep people activated. And they're coming. They're coming that way. The Tea Party movement, like I said, despite the fact that Glenn Beck and others, Sean Hannity, they try to co-opt it. You see Rick Perry try to co-opt it.
They're trying to get Ron Paul out of office through the Tea Party movement right now. I mean, that is unbelievable to me. They are literally running candidates against Ron Paul as Tea Party tickets. These people aren't for the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We have to redouble our efforts to make sure that Ron Paul is a Texas congressman.
Well, Ron Paul has weathered these storms before, and I fully expect him to weather it again. So folks in that area of Texas, get out there and work with Ron Paul and get him back in.
We're going to come back, do a little bit of a news blitz, take your calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Verma sitting in. Richard Reeves is in studio. Remember, if you missed any of the broadcast, go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and pick up the free podcast.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Krasnobel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krasnobel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krasnobel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes sitting in while Alex is out on assignment. We are joined by Richard Reeves in studio. I just wanted to hit a couple of the other big stories that we haven't covered yet today. Repossessions at highest level since 1995 in the UK. They're saying it rose by 15% in 2009, but the final quarter figures were 13%. That's still over one out of every 10 people in the UK losing their house. I mean, they're just repossessing everything. This is a global issue. This is a global economic crisis, and it's been construed in a way for them to bring in a new currency. That's why you saw the consolidation of power in the G20 when they said, well, Gordon Brown got up and said, it's a new world order. And then they start announcing, well, you know, the SEC is going to be absorbed by the Federal Reserve and the IMF, and they're all going to start working together. And we're not going to be issuing dollars anymore to third world nations. We're going to be issuing SDRs, that's special drawing rights units. It is the global currency. You can type in SDR conversion rate. You go to the IMF's own website, and it is top dog. The SDR is the top. And out of the big currencies, the dollar ain't looking so good. You know, the pound's above it, the euro's above it, the Bahrain dinar is above it, and it just keeps sinking and sinking and sinking. That's why it's important to, you know, reiterate, things are bad all over, and they're going to offer us the solution like they're the savior, whether that be an Amero or a global currency coin like the one that Medvedev showed people after the G8. I mean, this is really happening, Richard.
It is absolutely really happening, and it is the slow demise of the dollar. But it's a double-edged sword because it's at one point, you know, they could pull the plug on the dollar anytime. They could just call up all the banks one day or email them or whatever they do and say, hey, banks, no more cash goes out today. ATMs frozen, can't get your money out, and they could do that. So we're blessed in that at least we've got more time to react. That 13% number that you put out about the UK, of those folks, their homes being repossessed. Imagine if that were in the 20 or 30% range and the outrage. I mean, 13%, you know they're outraged. Those folks are. And here in the United States, I think that number of repossessions is probably 8 or 10%. It's a pretty high number. But at least they're measuring. The New World Order is measuring how fast they can move forward with their agenda. And, of course, the listeners to this show already know that the ultimate goal is the cashless society and everybody putting on the mark of the beast and the everybody having to thumbprint and thumb scan and who knows what.
And they beta test these things in different parts of the globe. And right now they're getting to beta test army on the streets to confront terror threats. Where? In the United Kingdom. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. It is to acclimate the public to get used to the military on the streets like they have in China, where the military is the police are the military, you are guilty until proven innocent. This is out of the Independent. Britain's armed forces could be used on a regular basis on the streets of Britain to confront the threat of terrorism. Even though the last big terror attack was carried out by their own people, the 7/7 bombings of 2004, it's been proven time and time again. We had the head of Pfizer Consultants go on Sky News and the BBC that day, and admit they were running a drill for people he didn't want to name. He didn't want to name the people he was running the drill for, of blowing up the same three train stations at the same exact time. And when he was confronted about it by We Are Change Ireland last year, he walked into a closet and closed the door instead of actually answering the questions. He knows what happened. He knows damn well what happened, and he knows he better keep his mouth shut. And they are beta testing all sorts of things in the United Kingdom. CCTV cameras in homes for the worst families, sin bin families. Internet Eyes is about to launch, where they're going to pay you for good tips as you watch live CCTV cameras and report on criminals, creating this tattletale nightmare society that we've only read about in books like 1984.
Well, 1984 appears to be trying to come to fruition there in England, and at least we've got that luxury of being able to watch it happening across the pond. But folks, do not wait to get active, as Jason said earlier, because that will be coming here, and the New World Order does go country by country and have different levels of New World Order activity, but they're everywhere. So
Another beta test, okay? Let's look at Afghanistan. What are they beta testing in Afghanistan? Biometrics. Everybody who's in a quote-unquote combat zone has to give up their thumbprint, they have to give up their iris scan, they have to be facially recognized, and they're slaves in their own country.
That's
slaves in their own country, folks, and I don't want to be a slave. I refuse to bow down and worship my overlords. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in as Alex is on assignment. I want to remind everybody, this week we launched the incredible free iPhone app. No cash. So you type in InfoWars, you type in Alex Jones, don't pay for any apps. Get our free Listen Live app. Maybe you're listening right now. Maybe you just tuned in. You've got an iPhone, but you're about to take a trip. Well, that's great. Get on your iPhone. Type in Alex Jones, get the app, put in your 3.5 jack, and listen wherever you go. I'm so excited about this Alex Jones iPhone app. I know it's going to be coming to the Blackberries and everything else probably in the next couple of weeks, but it's another way for us to reach an even larger audience, Richard.
Absolutely. I'm real excited about that, too. I came onto the iPod, downloading the iPod, the podcast, et cetera, 2-3 years ago, and it's a great thing. I remember, I can't tell you how many shortwave radios that I used to use out in my car and damage the antenna because I hit my power window button and it'd get bent up and as the power window's going up. So those days of having to struggle to get truth and freedom oriented broadcasts like Alex Jones, GCNLive.com, etc., that was very difficult. And now it's just it keeps getting easier and easier, but we've got to use this while we've got it, because as you stated earlier in this program, the internet is subject to being cut off at any time. That's just like our banking system. The powers that be, the New World Order, they can flip a few switches and all of a sudden no cash at the ATMs. We've seen things like that happen in Iceland. You were talking about the biometric scanning going on in Afghanistan. We saw back, I guess, around 2001 era that Argentina basically going belly up and all the things that happened there. We cannot continue to wait any longer, because pretty soon that front page news around the world that there's just destitution and poverty everywhere will be the story about here, right here in the USA, right here in Austin, Texas. And this audience, though, I got to say, congratulations that you're listening. This is the most important political audience on the face of the earth. If there's another one, I want to know about it, because there cannot be. I've been a talk radio junkie for many years because of my career as a driver, and this is it. This is the audience that's going to make the difference. I want to congratulate the folks that are out there and download the podcast, get that iPhone app, etc.
They really are the most read, the most learned, and the most active of any audience out there.
This is the largest organic intelligence agency on the planet. The CIA, the Mossad, all these different MI5, MI6, they only wish they could have the assets that we have, because the information that flows right through here, through that chair with Alex Jones and you and that microphone, is incredible and amazing, to say the least.
Well, thank you so much, man. You just mentioned the MI5. I thought I'd hit this headline. Top judge Binyam Mohamed case shows MI5 to be devious, dishonest, and get this, complicit in torture. Who knew? We did. We've been telling you that the MI5, MI6, CIA, ISI, all part of the same Anglo-American establishment, all part of the international intelligence organization that will work hook or by crook with terrorists, murderers, killers. They like these sycophants. I mean, they recruit them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They proffer their military-industrial complex this way. I mean, we've seen that, the problem, reaction, solution, over and over. It's been discussed, the Hegelian dialectic, where if they create the crisis, they can come in with a solution. And these intelligence agencies over and over and over are right there in the midst of these false flag operations. And that's one reason, you know, you can harken back to JFK, that one of the big toes that he stepped on before his assassination was that he wanted to do away with the CIA and the intelligence.
Break it into 1,000 different pieces, Richard.
Right. And so, you know, you step on some big toes when you start stepping on the Federal Reserve boys, that they're connected with the intelligence agencies. He stepped on some of the oil boys down here in Texas. You step on all those toes and all of a sudden, look what happened. So, but the thing of it is, now with so many more people getting wise to the situation, there are too many of us to put it away, to put away the truth. There are too many of us. So what we need to do now is just keep charging forward, keep InfoWarrior, like you were talking about earlier, going down to San Antonio at the tea parties there. We just keep on pressing, and we will be victorious if we just keep moving forward on that.
Absolutely. Let's take some callers. Let's go to Karen in Oregon. Karen, you're on the line. Yes, Karen.
What we're calling for at taxfree15.com is a national strike for 4 days, April 15th through April 18th, with those of us who can on the 19th presenting the signed articles of freedom with Bob Schultz's group, or signed petitions for state sovereignty to our state officials. We feel that so many things out there have gone so poorly. And as long as we keep going about our lives as regular and normal, pretending somebody else will save us, it's not going to happen. So we're calling for a complete and total withdrawal of support and finances for 4 consecutive days at taxfree15.com.
Well, I like how you've done that on April 15th. You definitely picked a great date to do that, and I wish you all the best. What do you think, Richard?
April 15th is absolutely the perfect day. I used to be a truck driver, and truck drivers basically – you get treated like a second-class citizen right there, because you're really kind of at the forefront of the New World Order and their operations with their commercial driver's license, their CDLs, their documentation. They want a 10-year work history if you get a job. They really – and that was back in 97 when I got out. I got out of that industry. But I tell you, you really got a taste of being a second-class citizen as a truck driver. And one thing I want to caution people is, yes, we need to do some kind of general strike like that or whatever, but I think we need to limit it to maybe a day, like April 15th is the ideal day, mm-hmm. because it was so hard to wrangle those independent cats. So many of them are just over broke in the trucking industry that despite the fact that they were all going broke, to get them organized to do a week-long event or anything like that was just, oh, yeah, they would sign on for it, but then they wouldn't do it when it comes time to do it because, hey, they got to put bread on the table. They got to feed their family.
And we're a debtor nation now.
And
I mean, we are.
Debtor nation.
We're a debtor nation.
So I think great idea. Limit it to one day to where you really pound on it and don't do business like she was saying. I think something like that's going to really happen. That idea has been talked about many times, and it's building up to that. And if we could do it for 4 days or a week, it would be outstanding. But people aren't – I just don't know if we're ready for that quite yet. But the one-day thing on April 15th, I think a lot of people would get down with that program.
Well, people need to realize, you know, our grandparents and some of our parents, depending on how old you are out there, they saved. They bought things when they could afford things. They didn't just get a credit card or get a mortgage, and then all of a sudden they're in debt. We, as a people, no longer have any wealth to ourselves. Very few of us save. Very few of us have a savings account. There are so many people out there that are on, you know, check to check. They're living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck, and you're seeing it more and more in families with two or three children where they would have been middle class 10, 20, 30 years ago. You know, they're destitute. They're almost broke. They're about to have their home repossessed. So it's time to really rethink how we're living as a society. It's not time to go out and get that new credit card so you can afford the iPad when it launches. You know, it's time to put that money away and maybe invest in some gold or silver or storable foods. You know, or maybe a solar panel and a Cola Blue. Something to make yourself a little more independent and a little more off the grid.
That's right. I mean, we see the centralization going on all around us on everything, whether it's energy, whether it's fuel, whether it's food, whether it's, you name it, housing. It's like they try to put us in the compact cities. So it just never ends on the avenues of attack that we're being confronted with. So that's exactly right. We need to do as much as we can to be more independent. We need to push back on that to where we are more independent, growing our own food, having our own place to live out in the country. But at the same time, they make it harder and harder because they've run this money system on us for so long and, like you said, gotten so many people into the trap of being debtors because that's how they enslave so many people, not just here in the United States, but around the world. Not just people, too, but entire countries as well.
Well, I remember being blown away as a 17-year-old kid graduating high school, and I went to, you know, like the open house for my college the summer before. And right there as I'm, you know, signing up for my meal card – and or my identification card, you know, so that you can go to the meal hall and swipe for your things. And what was the other thing? My email account. There are sign-ups for credit cards, right? I mean, as you're going there to go to school, they're trying to sign up 17 and 18-year-olds to get their first credit card. I don't know about you, Richard, but I wasn't the most responsible fiscally at 17 and 18 years old. And the system banks on that sort of attitude.
That's right. They love the college graduates by design coming out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in debt with student loans, credit card loans, etc. That enslaves them. That disempowers them from being active. It means that they've got to get their nose to the grindstone to feed themselves, to clothe and house themselves and their families. That limits the ability to be out there and be active because, let me tell you, being politically active takes a toll on you. It takes the time. It takes the effort. I know you've done it. You've been out there. And so, folks, I just have to say, you've got to make that sacrifice now. You've got to allot some time. I know most people, if you've got a couple of kids or whatever, that's like two full-time jobs. Full-time job per kid, and then you've got a full-time job to work to put bread on the table. That's like three full-time jobs. Well, I'll tell you what. There's a fourth part-time job or fifth part-time. There's a part-time job you need to take on, and that's bringing back and saving this republic here in Texas and the country.
I agree with you 100%. Let's go to another caller, Jim in Virginia. Jim, you're on the line.
Hey, good afternoon, Jason and Richard. I wanted to kind of get into a little bit about the Glenn Beck. Was not too sure about what to make of him. Then I heard this interview he did with Deborah Medina, And there's no question that he's just a complete phony, and he had only one purpose, and that was to knock her down.
Well, let me give you my Glenn Beck story, okay? I was supposed to be on Glenn Beck on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 back in the day when he was still on CNN and he wasn't being given all this attention. He wasn't copying InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. He was keeping it extremely mainline. Now, I had been booked on this show for over a month. Over a month we'd been booked. Dylan and I were supposed to go on that show. Now, we were supposed to oppose Popular Mechanics, James Meggs and David Dunbar. They were the ones that wrote this article that turned into a book. They're the main debunkers. Now, earlier in the day, I go on live television and radio to debate these same two people on Amy Goodman's Democracy Now! And she's actually pretty fair. Pretty fair moderator, lets me say what I want. I eat these guys alive. I encourage anybody out there, type in Loose Change Popular Mechanics debate to watch the whole thing. I'm inches away from Megs, and he's stuttering, stammering. He can't get out a full sentence. He looks guilty as sin. We were immediately canceled on Glenn Beck. James Meggs was able to propagate his lies over some video or some tapes of our movie. You know, and right there, I knew the guy was completely illegitimate. Let's fast forward now to the Georgia conflict. Now, if you're new to the program, you may not know what happened in Georgia a little under 2 years ago. The mainline story was the evil Russians had gone into South Ossetia and just started murdering people, and they were going after Georgia, and Georgia was defending itself. It was this great republic, and Saakashvili, their leader, was so for freedom and justice. He's just the greatest. So he goes on Glenn Beck, Saakashvili, and starts talking to Glenn about how this isn't about him. This is about a new world order. Literally says new world order on the air. Do you think Glenn Beck called him on it? Do you think Glenn Beck said something? Glenn Beck called him a great person and humanitarian and said, God be with you to this man. I am throwing up in my mouth when I watch this. Let me tell you what happened in Georgia and South Ossetia. The Georgians were running drills on the border of South Ossetia with Israeli special forces and Blackwater U.S. military privatized groups running these drills, okay? So Russia sees this and they say, well, we better start running our own drills because what if these things go live? All of a sudden they go live. Georgia goes and sneak attacks South Ossetia, murdering people, and Russia goes in to stop it, and they're demonized in the press for over a year. The only mainline guy that I know of that told the truth was Pat Buchanan, Richard.
Right. Well, it doesn't surprise me about Glenn Beck. That's how it got started, was Glenn Beck has definitely been a big wolf in sheep's clothing. And he single-handedly today, with that interview that he did today, he became the de facto leader of 9/11 liar. 9/11 liar. How would you like to have that title? Glenn Beck, I tell you what, write this date down. 2/11/10. Today's the 11th. 2/11. 2/11, Glenn Beck, this is your day that your slide to infamy as a traitor here in the United States has really accelerated. And I think what needs to happen is the great info warriors out there in this audience need to make sure that every phone call Glenn Beck gets to his program, every email he gets needs to be from 9/11 truthers. It needs to be from patriots calling him out on his Benedict Arnold activity. The guy is just amazing. And he's in trouble. Glenn Beck, this will be a day that will live in infamy for you. 2/11/10. Jot it down.
You know, I'm sure he sleeps really well at night on his pile of $50 million. Let's go to Karen. I think we already went to Karen in Oregon. Let's go to Mike in Ohio. Mike in Ohio, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
I just called you guys to let you know about a little bit of news happening here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I work for an international heating and air conditioning company, and I was told today I'd be fired if I didn't dumb scan.
Really?
Wow.
So what did they say? That we're implementing a new, what would they call it? A new regulation or, you know, a new
modus?
New policy. That's right. It's always a new policy. And what do you have to thumb scan now as your time ticket? So you come in and they...
Sir.
It's unbelievable.
Sir.
Unbelievable. What, do you want to say what company you work
for?
How many years have you been working there?
I've been here for 3.5 years, and we just moved into a new warehouse, and the new time clocks came with it.
Well, I mean, you gotta just scream to high hell. I know it's not easy. It's not easy giving up your livelihood for what you believe. Hey, I'm with you, man. Listen, keep us updated, Mike. Give us some emails. If you can email us the name of the company, maybe we can go over it more next week.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That's the bottom line.
But we have to stand up.
Stand up and fight.
That's right. You can't thumb scan. Listen, you can't just give in because this is your job. Because the next thing they're going to do is like, oh, we're just going to prick your blood. We're just going to take your DNA. Oh, we're just going to put these little off switches on your car so to make sure that if the terrorists get in your car or if it's stolen, we'll be able to shut it down. Well, how about if you're the terrorist, if you're the target, and you're on the road trying to escape tyranny, they'll just shut it off. I mean, they want OnStar in every vehicle. They want a complete command and control system. That's why the Census Bureau sent their census boards around to GPS every home within 30 yards. It happened. It really happened.
Yes, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine that's a census worker, you know, she asked me not to mention her name, but that's exactly what she was telling me is about the GPSing of the doorways to each home in the area that she was working. So absolutely, I tell you, we are so close to them. They can cut off the ATMs anytime. I'm sure they could do that with the gas pumps and all that. They're just not ready to yet. We've got this window of opportunity with this big awakening that's happening. So many people are hurt from the economic devastation that's occurred over the last couple of years that we need to actively bring these people in, wake them up, keep InfoWarrior, and get them involved. And these thumb scan policies that are going on, it doesn't surprise me a bit. At some point, we're going to be having to give it up in all the transactions that we do.
It's just a reality. I wish it wasn't this way. I wish that I didn't have to come on the air and discuss about real issues. I wish I was talking sports with everybody.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
That's right. It's time to get off our duffs and take action. Step up to the plate and try to knock one out of the park. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent.
independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
We are back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Alex out on assignment. I'm Jason Burmes filling in studio with Richard Reeves. If you missed any of the program, folks, it is so important to go get the podcast over at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv and listen as we go over point by point in this bill right here, the Cybersecurity Act, only 5 dissenters, over 400 congressmen voting this in. You go to the congressional page where the people are voting on it. It had less than 6% that were for the bill. So how is it that we live in a country where our representatives, the representatives of the people, do the complete opposite? And folks, we've got a new iPhone app out there. It is free. Do not pay for any InfoWars iPhone apps, any Alex Jones iPhone apps. It is free, and it is playing 24/7, 365, Alex Jones, real information. Get it to your friends, your family. Listen, you have a captive audience when you're head of household with your wife and your kids in the car, when you're on a trip with your friends and you're the one in the driver's seat. So, you know, bless them with real information, with truth. Richard?
Absolutely. The iPhone app, sign on that if you've got one of those iPhones, because if not, at least get an iPod and download the podcast. It's a wonderful thing to be able to have that type of access and open up and unlock minds. So I say, by all means, support InfoWars and Alex Jones and Jason Burmes. Get on board, because they cannot broadcast out of a cardboard box under the Congress Avenue Bridge in downtown Austin. So keep it up, because we are having an effect. I see so many victories all the time. But, you know, I just got to finish up with going back to this Deborah Medina thing. Glenn Beck, you have single-handedly made yourself the leader of 9/11 liar. Glenn Beck, it is not going to go well for you. The InfoWarriors and the 9/11 truthers are going to hound you from now on. We actually stopped Rudy Giuliani from becoming the presidential selected candidate for the 08 election. In that election, Rudolph Giuliani was the heir apparent for the Republican nomination. It was 9/11 truthers that dogged him everywhere he went. He could not show up at any public venue and not get away from 9/11 truthers. I predict that that's what's going to happen to Glenn Beck. You're going to rue the day that you came out and made yourself the leader of 9/11 liars group. You're going to be exposed. And Sarah Palin, the same thing for you, that you're trying to hijack the Tea Party movement. You're trying to hijack the Patriot movement, and it's not going to work. So lastly, I would want to say, Deborah Medina, keep it up. She's the one. She's the standard bearer for our movement right now here in Texas. I would encourage everybody to go to dailypaul.com, dailypaul.com, and just search on how you can help Deborah Medina win. Search that in dailypaul.com, how you can help Deborah Medina win. There's a lot of recommendations there. There's no way to even lay them all out on a broadcast like this. But, folks, Deborah Medina can win this race. There's got to be a million patriots here in Texas if there's one. And I just know in my heart that we can do this. And, folks, the winning of these elections has to start somewhere, Jason. It has to start somewhere and nowhere else but in Texas. Why not right here in Texas? Because pretty soon all 50 states get patriot governors, state reps, state senators, U.S. reps, U.S. senators, you name them. We need to get them all. We need to see 100 incumbents in the U.S. House of Representatives. You're talking about how there's a lack of representation there on this internet bill where you've got, what is it, 400?
420-something voting for it, 5 dissenters.
Let's fire 200 of these guys in these primaries, folks. Let's do it on both sides of the aisle. Fire them just as fair and square as we possibly can. These primaries is the Achilles heel to fire these guys.
Again, we went over ClimateGate. We went over the Tea Parties. We went over the latest police state news. And we went over, big time, the Cybersecurity Act that has gone through the House. And unless we do something, destined to pass the Senate. Folks, it's the Alex Jones Show. Please support us. Make copies of the videos. Hand them out. And get the iPhone app. Get the iPhone app. Get the iPhone app. We will be back tomorrow. God bless you all.
Nope.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.